Yo, what is going on, everybody? My name is Gil Revolt, and welcome to the second episode of my podcast. I'm really excited to be doing this. I really like podcasting for some reason. This is fun. And I am soon to be addicted to it. However, I am going to pause recording for just a minute, because I didn't plan ahead, and I need to go grab an SD card reader real fast, so I will be right back. Okay, sorry about that. Really stupid thing to do. I sincerely apologize. So, what I wanted to talk about today is actually just nothing in particular. But there was something interesting that I found. I'm looking it up real fast. About Epic Games. I'm just looking it up real fast. Here it is. Found it. Apparently, in recent news. Okay. This is funny. Epic Games will block your account if you buy too many games too quickly. Now I want to know, what the hell? Why? I just don't get it. And I've never read this article before. I wanted to save it for my podcast. So here we go. We're going to read this. Games store will block your account if you buy too many games too quickly. So apparently there is a big sale on the Epic Games Store, something that I don't look at anymore. Okay. A time when gamers go nuts and buy tons of stuff real quick. On Valve's store, that's enough to get you a pile of shame, but on Epic's, it'll just get your account blocked from making purchases. Anyone heard of Patrick Bovin? Because I haven't. Okay. So apparently, a streamer called Patrick Bovin recently found himself in a situation. Oh, look at this error messages. Sorry, but your account is blocked from making purchases. Please contact customer service. I want to know why. Alright, so Patrick Bovin tweeted out, so I can confirm that me buying a whopping 5 games on the Epic Store flagged my account for possibly fraudulent. Maybe if you guys had a fucking shopping cart. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Nick Chester from Epic PR confirmed with Game Revolution that this was a result of our aggressive fraud rules, and that if players run into this issue, they should contact player support so we can investigate. Oh my god. How stupid. I'm confused, to say the least. Their strict fraudulent rules, strict my ass. Okay, first of all, I know from personal experience myself and the experiences of others that that's the biggest pile of shit I've ever heard in my life. my ass. I mean, Jesus. And hell, like, why though? I just want to know, dude. Like, okay, sure, you can go ahead and y'all blame it on your strict fraudulent rules, but what a crock of shit, you know? That's what it is. It's a big crock pot full of shit. Bet you don't like your meals that come with shit, do ya? I wouldn't want my meal to come with shit. Anyway. That just... And why are they the only ones doing this? I'm not saying that this automatically makes it a bad idea. I'm just saying, you know, the hell is going on here? It's basically what I'm trying to get at. What have made you guys so paranoid that you've put this into effect? Is my question. What has made you all so paranoid that you feel the need to put this rule in here? Banning fucking accounts, dude, because they're buying too much shit. I can't get over that, dude. I can't get over that. What a load of shit that is. Sorry, I had to turn on the power strip for a second. It's just... And again, I'm going to bring up the fact that, why are they the only ones doing this, you know? What a crock of... I don't understand. Color me unimpressed, guys. Stupid, dude. Stupid. But I gotta move on. So, some recent news about Nintendo, and I'm pulling up the article here. So, apparently, I didn't even know there were mobile Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem games, but, apparently, in Belgium, they are getting ripped off stores, and apparently, I didn't even know that there were mobile Nintendo games. I mean, I knew about Super Mario Run, that's it, but apparently there's Animal Crossing Pocket Camp and Fire Emblem Heroes, and they're shutting them down in Belgium, and let's see their reasoning. According to Nintendo, the decision to shut the games down is due to Belgian government's stance on loot boxes via games industry. The Belgian Gaming Commission ruled last year that loot boxes constituted gambling and recommended criminal prosecution against game developers who utilized their loot boxes in these games. Okay. And if you're not buying them with real money, how is that even really... I mean, I get it, like, I get the gambling bit. I see why that would maybe be considered gambling. But it's not real dough. Okay, maybe if they were spending their real money that they could physically touch and play around with and crap, maybe then I could see it, because I do know Belgium and places around Belgium do have strict laws and shit about that. But it's not real. At least I hope it's not real. Like I said, if they were using their real money, sure, I can see that. But, you know, Like many other mobile games, both Animal Crossing Pocket Camp and Fire Emblem Heroes feature a form of premium in-game currency. Okay. Usually premium in-game currency is very hard to get and does cost real dolons, which can be exchanged for fortune cookies that contain a random item. The latter, meanwhile, has orbs, which can be exchanged to summon new heroes. Players in Belgium can continue to purchase and redeem these currencies until the cutoff date. Why would they want to if it's getting taken off anyway and they won't be able to use it? Loot boxes have come under scrutiny in a number of different countries, including the U.S. Senator Josh Hallway recently announced he was introducing a bill that would ban loot boxes in games targeted at minors. What the fuck? Look, I can sort of see where it's coming from, but really, it's just stupid, in my opinion. It's not. Give a kid a cigarette, he's going to smoke. Give a kid a game, he's going to play it. Well, I understand where they're coming from about the whole gambling and shit. I personally used to play games with loot boxes all the time when I was younger. And I still do. Never once when I was 8 years old did I say, oh, I'm winning a lot from these boxes. I think I'm going to go to Vegas and gamble some money away. Because I bet I could win. I'm so good at it here. That's just not how it works. These people think that we're all fucking idiots. News flash. We are not idiots. We have some amount of brain in us, no matter what you think. We're not brain dead. Okay. Really, though, I'm serious. It's just really fucking stupid. I'm gonna say it out loud right now. It's fucking stupid, dude. Like I said, I get where they're coming from with the gambling and shit. But it's not subliminal. What reason would these game companies have to subliminally tell kids, hey, go gamble? It doesn't help them any, and I'm not trying to start some conspiracy shit, I promise. In no way do I believe that game companies are secretly working with casinos to promote gambling. No, that's not what I'm saying here in the least. What I'm saying here is what would video game companies have to gain from subliminally messaging kids to go out and gamble? Nothing. They earn nothing. Doesn't help them at all. At fucking all. It doesn't help them. It just does not help them. In freaking the slightest. But there is some news I would like to talk about regarding ye olde Minecraft. Yeah, that's right. We're digging. 176 copies of Minecraft sold. And it's still climbing. And according to and we actually mentioned this in Field of View, the other podcast that I'm in co-hosting with Porter and Austin. You should check it out at fieldofview.podbean.com. Anyway, in there we did mention that Minecraft is growing, and we talked about Minecraft Earth a little bit, which I think personally looks corny, but probably I'll talk about that in another episode. And that we were talking about how it's, and I think it was Austin who mentioned it, that Minecraft has been downloaded more than Tetris, which I refuse to believe, because Tetris is one of my personal favorite retro games of all time. I love it. And so I decided to make a joke. I just figured I'd say this real fast since we're talking about how much it's sold and stuff. I decided to make a joke. I was like, Minecraft has only been downloaded more than Tetris because Tetris comes on a cartridge. You don't download Tetris. So I was just making a retro joke. But anyway, Minecraft, they say, is going to beat Fortnite, which I'm looking for the day that a game beats goddamn Fortnite. Oh, look at this. This is beautiful. This is a beautiful paragraph right here. Not only have many people bought Minecraft, they're also playing a lot. By Microsoft's latest count, the game has 91 million monthly players, which is many millions ahead of Fortnite. This does put a smile on my face. If you've heard the first episode of my podcast, you will know that I do not care, in fact, probably hate Fortnite. And to see Fortnite get the big boot from the mother of all sandboxes just makes me happy. We're trying to keep our community together. It says Minecraft boss Helen Chiang, that's why our updates are free. We don't want to ask players to move from Minecraft 1 to Minecraft 2. We just want them to enjoy Minecraft. And the thing is I thought about this too. What would be the point of making a Minecraft 2? What would be different? You know? Minecraft is Minecraft. There's not much you can change. Sure, you could add stuff. But that's like saying have Counter-Strike, except you add one new weapon. Bam. CSGO. That was just an example. I know that CSGO is not just Counter-Strike with one added weapon. It was just an example. There's other ways we can expand that are more meaningful and authentic to what we want to be, rather than just releasing another game in the way that most other franchises do. In other news about games that have sold an unthinkable number of copies, Take-Two just announced that GTA 5 has sold almost 110 million copies. Wow, Cockstar, you're doing good. I mean, ooh, did I say that out loud? That's just the running joke with me and my dad. We call him Cockstar because lately they have not been, up to par with their servers. Okay. So, multiple new games are in development, including Minecraft Earth, talking about that one earlier, and Minecraft Dungeons. I haven't yet heard of Minecraft Dungeons. Let's go. Look at this. Let me search this up. I've never heard of Minecraft Dungeons. What is Minecraft Dungeons? Doesn't Minecraft already have dungeons? Okay. This does not look good. I'm going to say it outright. This doesn't look that appealing. I'm not talking about graphics or anything. I'm talking gameplay. I'm not sure how good. And I mean, it basically looks like Minecraft, except, you know, in a dungeon. But you could already do that anyway. Unless it's Minecraft, except completely in a dungeon. I see a lot of new stuff, actually. Chains hanging from the ceilings. We've got a zombie with... No, that's a skeleton. Never mind, wearing some armor. And he's got a shield shaped like an Inkling telephone. Not even joking. I don't know, it just doesn't... For me, personally, I've played Minecraft ever since it came out. Well, I mean, not ever since. I'm only 14, for God's sake. But, I remember still playing frickin' Minecraft on the Xbox 360. And, for me, I guess, maybe I have a little bit of bias, because I remember Minecraft when it was old and no one was talking about it, and me and my uncle would go tear shit up, you know. Maybe that's just me. I just prefer the original, no questions asked, no realms, no story mode, no dungeons, no earth, none of that bullshit, just plain old regular Minecraft with the annoying goddamn creepers. And that's just my personal opinion. But yeah, I think that's all for this podcast. If you enjoyed, go ahead and download it so that you can listen to it anytime you want. And I will see y'all later. And I do hope you enjoyed this. Epic Games, you are cunts. Belgium, you are cunts. Mojang, you are cunts. I'm just kidding, obviously. None of you are cunts. But, yeah, I will see y'all around.